We got tremendous numbers of stories on phone and by email from all of you about the best meals ever. We wanted to thank you all. These are wonderful stories, but we've had our meal. It's time to go to dessert. Pie is a must on Thanksgiving, and what pie is more iconic in this country than apple pie? Okay, maybe you're having pumpkin today, maybe mince, but apple pie is a year-round pie here in the United States. Food writer John T. Edge wanted to know how it became so iconic, so he took a look through American history and then hit the road. He chronicles his adventures in Apple Pie, an American Story. John T. Edge is the director of the Southern Foodways Alliance at the University of Mississippi, and he joins us now from his in-law's house in Auburn, Alabama. Thanks very much for sharing your holiday with us. Mr. Edge, are you there?
I am.
Thanks very much for being with us on Thanksgiving Day.
It's my pleasure to be with y'all.
And for all of you out there listening, you listeners and apple pie lovers, tell us where you found the very best apple pie you've ever had. 800-989-8255 or email totn@npr.org. And John Edge, how can something be as American as apple pie? Surely apple pie started in England.
Indeed. There's even a great quote from Harriet Beecher Stowe, the abolitionist, the author. She wrote at one point in the late 1800s that the pie is an English institution which, planted on American soil, forthwith ran rampant and burst forth into an untold variety of genera and species.
Well, Harriet can write.
She's right, yeah. I mean, it's florid language, but she's dead on. It may have been theirs, but we kind of remade it in our own image, and our image can be quite baroque at times.
Well, one thing that you point out in the book is that when you're talking about apple pie, it's the apple.
It is. It's the apples, and it's the marriage of the apples and the crust. One of the things that I'm a big advocate of is using local apples. It's not so much, I think, the variety of the apple you choose, but the proximity to your own back door that matters. And it's the kind of time-honored tradition of making a great crust, too. And it's okay to fail with crust, I think, because if you fail, you're tossing out 12 cents worth of flour. That's okay, too.
There are some apples that are better pie apples than others, no?
There are. And, you know, I live in Mississippi, and like many people, I'm relegated to what the grocery store has. If I have my druthers and have access, someone shipped me not long ago some wonderful apples from upstate New York, on which I feasted. In Washington State, I had some wonderful, I had a pie that combined two apples. One was a Gala and one was a Johnna Gold. And one was a little crisper, one was a little sweeter, and kind of the interplay of those two in one pie made for good eating.
One thing you pointed out in your book that must be blindingly obvious to those people who are good at cooking, but certainly not to me, was early in the season when the fruit is not necessarily ripe nor sweet, you cook it a little longer and add some more sugar.
Yeah, it's kind of taking the measure of the apple. It's this concept of knowing the fruit that you're working with, knowing the apples. And you adjust over the course of a season based upon how tart the apple is. Maybe you need a little bit more sugar, how firm the apple is. Maybe you want to cook the pie a little longer or even pre-saute the apples to soften them a bit. There are no hard and fast rules, though there are recipes, and recipes are, to me, a guide to kind of show you the way. But you should use your own senses, use your own palate, and trust it. Trust what you know based on your own, your own neighborhood, your own city, your own county.
Well, let's get a listener in on the conversation. Dave joins us from Wilmington, Delaware.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Where was your best apple pie?
My best apple pie was in Montana in the year 2000. It was the Rainbow Festival over the July 4th weekend, and it's 25,000 people camping in the woods with no facilities. People bring in, you know, all their cooking equipment. They bring in food, and they set it up. There's no lights, no electricity, and you catch meals as you can. Usually there's a big corporate meal where they, like, serve 10,000 people at one time at night, and I happened to miss dinner that night. So I was starving, and I'm walking around, you're doing my thing, you carry flashlights or whatever. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, I see this woman and a man walking around carrying trays of apple apple dumplings, just fresh baked apple dumplings. And that was the most amazing apple, you know, that I figure qualifies as an apple pie story.
Well, I think that we're going to accept it as an apple pie story.
Okay. Well, that was my very late meal for the day, but it was such an amazing surprise. I had no expectation. You know, people cook at various times during the day, but not at 1 o'clock in the morning. And for this woman to be going around with trays of apple dumplings and saying, here, have one. And I'm like, oh, my God, can I have two? I didn't have dinner. And she said, sure, have two. So that's my apple pie story.
Well, Dave, happy Thanksgiving, and I hope your dessert today is just as good.
I'm headed for Dover. I'm on the road from, I live in Arden, Delaware, and heading for Dover for my parents to have Thanksgiving dinner with them. I'm just coming into Dover right now. Thanks for taking my call.
John Edge, after all the research you've done and all the pies you must have eaten, do you have a favorite?
You know, I'm supposed to say no. I'm supposed to say that the pies I found all across the country, one was, you know, the journey kept me going from one pie to the next, and I never found a favorite. But the truth is I did, and I've only realized how much of a favorite it is over the course of the past few months. My wife and I have continued to make these pies, and one has kind of risen to the fore to the point where, though it hails from the Northeast, from far from where I hail from Mississippi, it's what we'll serve today to our family for Thanksgiving. And that's a Marlboro pie, which is a pie really that you only find now with any certainty in Massachusetts. It's a pie that would have been made in years past from windfall fruit and from wormed fruit. It's a shredded apple pie. So it's kind of a frugal response to a bumper crop that might hit the ground, stay on the tree so long that the worms go at it. It benefits from a big glug of sherry in the pie. So you've got eggs and sherry and shredded apples, and the kind of musky kind of base note of the sherry plays so well off a little bit of tartness that comes by way of some lemon. It's really a transcendent pie, and although my answer probably should be politic because I include 15 recipes in this book, the truth is the Marlboro pie is the one that's really captivated my family and me, and it's the one I'll be digging into in just a little while.
Well, if you're interested, and who couldn't be after that description, you can find the recipe for Marlboro pie on our website at www.npr.org. And hey, it may not be too late if you've got that bottle of sherry around to flavor it. It's not too late to fix it for today. And you're going to be having that, as you said, for dessert today?
I will. I'm at my in-law's house here in Auburn, Alabama, Ed and Marley Hobbs. And we'll have some cake for dessert, but we'll also have Marlboro pie. And with a little luck, we'll whip a bit of cream up and put a dollop of that on top of each slice. And that really kind of softens the pie because there's a sharpness to it. There's kind of a bite to it that I really like. But for some palates, it may be a bit much, and that cream kind of calms it a bit. So you have this kind of counterplay of the sharpness of the pie and the kind of calm soothe of the cream. And it's a transcendent pie. It really is kind of it's shockingly different from what you think of as an apple pie.
John Edge, I'm gaining weight listening to you. Thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And have a great meal and a great dessert. Sounds like you will.
Will do.
John Edge is the director of the Southern Foodways Alliance at the University of Mississippi, the author of Apple Pie, An American Story, and he joined us from his in-law's house in Auburn, Alabama.